Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here are a few engagement opportunities happening in our community from Tuesday, November 3rd to Monday, November 9th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with an event related to the opportunity we all have to advance social change this week. Yes, this week we will decide who leads our country for the next 4 years and so much more. But we'll touch on the election in just a minute. What happens after Election Day is just as important. Do we just stop thinking about our civic responsibility, or does the work continue? The Austin Justice Coalition challenges us to keep working. They invite everyone to come out on Wednesday, November 4th, the day after Election Day, at 5 p.m. at Woolridge Park for a discussion of how the work can continue in the form of organizing for the next legislative session in Texas, which kicks off in January. This is the first week of the month, so Legal Line, made available by the Austin Lawyer Referral Service, takes place on this first Tuesday from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Just call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal Line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential, and anonymous attorneys who are bilingual in English and Spanish are also available. Here are a couple of quick notes. The Travis County Underage Drinking Task Force meets this week on Friday at 10 a.m. The task force and all attendees will be hearing a presentation from the Texas Impaired Driving Task Force, which is tasked with educating community stakeholders and the public about crash data trends and the challenges associated with impaired driving safety in the state, including underage impaired drivers. On Monday, November 9th at 6 p.m., the group Brave Communities will host their monthly community dialogue called Be Brave. The dialogue provides a forum for us to share our lived experiences and listen, learn, and begin to unlearn our biases and prejudices. In the arena of race equity and the law, on Thursday, November 5th, you can participate in the 35th annual Human Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights. The event starts at 6 p.m. The theme for this symposium is Still Hidden Figures, Black Women in the Workplace. White House correspondent for PBS, Yamiche Alcindor, is the keynote speaker. There will also be a special student performance, the presentation of the Student Legacy Awards, and an interactive conversation about the experiences of Black women in the workplace. An important fact to point out is that this year marks the 70th anniversary of the 1950 Supreme Court ruling in Sweat versus Painter, which granted Sweat admission to the University of Texas School of Law. With regard to the COVID-19 response, we would like to highlight the fact that there is a check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response, which is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. Next, we'll take a look at the lineup for this year's Texas Book Festival. The teen and youth parts of the book festival are winding down, but the book festival will launch in earnest this week. The festival runs from November 6th through the 15th. There are so many noteworthy authors that I cannot begin to prioritize them for you, so I'll get a little help from other sources whose literary insights are more developed than my own. Texas Lifestyle Magazine recommends events featuring the following. November 6th at 3:30 p.m., Julia Alvarez discussing her book, Afterlife. November 7th at 4 p.m., Matthew McConaughey discussing his book, Green Lights. And November 8th at 6 p.m., UT's own Dr. Peniel Joseph discussing his book, The Sword and the Shield, The Revolutionary Lives of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Joseph is the Barbara Jordan Chair in Ethics and Political Values at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, as well as a professor of history and founding director of the Center for the Study of Race and Democracy at the University of Texas at Austin. We also want to highlight events featured by Lit Crawl Austin, which this year includes an evening event on November 7th called Literary Death Match. This is part literary event, part comedy show, part game show. Literary Death Match brings together five of today's finest writers to compete in a read-off critiqued by three judges and concluded by a slapstick showdown to decide the ultimate champion. Featured authors include Disha Filia, Richard Santos, Don Tate, Isabel Quintero, Julie Delgado Lopera, and moderator Adrian Todd Zuniga. I'm anxious for them. May the force that fuels literary creativity be with them. We now highlight an event that serves as a soft launch for Austin Design Week, which will take place November 9th through the 13th. The event that takes place this week is the Designathon on November 7th, which is a mini pitch competition. While it is not a death match like we were talking about, that's happening as part of Lit Crawl Austin, it is an event where teams will learn and leverage the latest design methodologies to make an initial pitch to compete in the final Designathon. That's right, a Designathon. Five teams will be chosen to make a pitch in the final round, which will take place on the final day of Austin Design Week, November 13th. People going toe-to-toe and head-to-head. It is, after all, the end, we hope, of the presidential election cycle, along with a whole slew of other local, state, and federal elections. Go vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, and make sure you work your way through the entire ballot. I know we are all ready for the main event to be decided, but the other races are no less important. All of them have very real implications for our future. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and/or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.